A screenwriter who had a hand in all the Bourne Identity movies has taken on a new identity of his own. Tony Gilroy has become a director. Film critic Kenneth Turan has a review of Gilroy's new film, which is called Michael Clayton.
Michael Clayton is a script Tony Gilroy has been saving for himself. It's a smart and suspenseful legal thriller about desperate men searching for redemption in a cold and ruthless world.
I have blood on my hands.
You are the senior litigating partner of one of the largest, most respected law firms in the world. You are a legend.
I'm an accomplice.
You're a manic depressive.
I am Shiva, the god of death.
Let's get out of Milwaukee. We'll talk about it.
Gilroy starts with this kind of heightened and dramatic dialogue. His ability to get people talking articulately while they're at a fever pitch of anxiety and concern. And his breakneck style pulls you through the story, no stragglers allowed. In Michael Clayton, Gilroy's been helped by an excellent cast, starting with George Clooney as the title character, a fixer for a powerful New York law firm. Providing excellent support are Tom Wilkinson as a man who was at once Clayton's close friend and biggest crisis. And then there's Tilda Swinton as the in-house attorney for an agrochemical giant.
This is totally unacceptable. This is a $3 billion class action lawsuit. In the morning, I have to call my board. I have to tell them that the architect of our entire defense has been arrested for running naked in a snowstorm, chasing the plaintiffs through a parking lot.
Come on, Karen, you didn't hire this guy because of his low-key regularity. You hired him because he's a killer and because he's brilliant and because he's crazy enough to grind away on a case like this for 6 years without a break.
Excuse me, we pay for his time.
Michael Clayton has been at home in this cold world for 17 years, taking pride in his role as the guy you call when calls need to be made. Issues like corporate malfeasance lurk around the edges of Michael Clayton, along with themes of moral responsibility, conscience, and regeneration. But first and foremost, this is a crackerjack tale of suspicion and suspense. Like The Bourne Identity and its sequels, it relishes revealing how the powerful operate when they think no one is looking.
Kenneth Turan is always looking. He reviews films for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.